We dive headfirst into the Friday tradition. That is a Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues of communication. Texts, tweets, TikToks, DMs, Facebook, emails, prison letters, stopping by our studios. We've had several people stop by. Even with that plan, it doesn't deter them. These are real correspondents.
All day, every day.
Real people just like you.
Let's party.
That's right. We've given up on the Hank FM newsletter. Who knows? But from the corporate side of things, we did get this from digital sales manager Rick.
Oh.
Who said, all, comma. I guess it means everybody. Mm. Sorry for the opaque email. Excuse a few of me. You are interested so far. Mm-hmm. In about a week or so, I'll have a head count.
All right. Where is he building? Where are we going?
Is he building a cult? What are we?
Let's party.
What's happening?
It's not even in color.
What's happening on the second floor?
Good luck, Rick.
This is why I don't go up there.
Yeah, coming off the text lines, April in Alito, you know who's down in Round Rock. She's ready to party.
Oh, she went. She went. Very cool.
Oh yeah, she did. And you know, I mentioned that I know Chad Berry's wife.
Oh, you did name drop
the head coach. Yes, of the Alito baseball team. She says, yeah, Heather, you know the manager. Oh, yeah, and her name is Sunshine. Thank
you. Where is your manager?
Excuse me.
You know, that is what they call them in baseball.
What?
Managers. They're not head coaches.
Okay. I didn't answer.
You knew the manager and you didn't even know.
Where is your manager?
But so sometimes the manager calls me.
The instinct is so strong and the force with this one. We got this from our promotions department. We was having a chat about some tickets that were won by one Deborah down in Cleburne that works at Flamingo Bingo, Bingo Hall. As we know, her and her sister are the Bingo Sisters.
Oh, yes, Barbara. They are.
And this was passed on to us. I'll just read it. Her initial call was to inquire about the tickets, but it quickly turned into an open floodgate of fond memories listening to Hank FM. She expressed how she and her family have been listening for years, and one of her favorite segments is Sink or Float.
Aww. I listened to Will Sink or Float just this morning.
Same, girl, same.
Recalling plastic animals and even a birthday cake for George Strait. Yes,
always.
Those were all things right there. So she shared her love for KB and Heather Lee in the morning, and they adore Aaron Wilde. No mention of Mark Phillips.
Well,
ouch. Although Gina, this is interesting. Gina texted in Tuesday at 6:34 p.m.
Yeah?
Your hair is so cute.
Wait, so that's
when Mark Phillips is on
The radio.
On the radio. I mean, not to bring up, but he doesn't have
his hair.
Are they out of their minds?
I don't know. Get it together.
No, she's being nice, though.
So potential dad jokes for that amazing getaway at the Brazos River Hideout Lodge. Kristen Bateman texts in. What's Forrest Gump's password? One Forrest One. Bye. And meanwhile, Johnny chimes in that all his dad jokes are round. There's no point to them. Yeah, there's no point.
Let's party.
No point to them. Thank you, Larry.
That's well done there. Yeah, enter that, 921hankfm.com. Harry and Joshua says couple of things on his mind. And in his heart, perhaps. Heather Lee, you need to bring your mower to Keene Tractor Supply tomorrow and let me fix it.
Oh!
There you go.
What? Okay.
Harry
yeah.
with the answers.
Heck yeah.
So either see Harry and Joshua or Joshua and Harry. I don't know. One of those can fix
it. I've got questions.
And then Harry was worried about when is the haboob expected? Oh, with the Saharan dust.
I think we're all asking that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I told him.
What?
They're closing a lot of Hooters nationwide, so who knows?
Excuse me.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Can I enter that in for the dad joke?
Venny off the Facebook. This is for Heather Lee. Her voice reminds me of Frank Zappa's daughter's voice in the song Valley Girl. Well, it says Theogged. Yeah, I think that's supposed to be thought. And, you know, you remind me of something as well, Venny. So thank you for sharing. Jess Guest, I got to meet him out at the Hood County Stampede. I've always wanted to get in on Radio Fun. If you guys have any openings, please let me know. I'd love to go see the community and make people's day.
You never know.
KB and Heather Lee.
Just send them the link to the website and just come on in.
Yeah, we are an equal opportunity employer. How do you think we got here? Kathleen in the Ville. We were talking about this and why we love today and birthdays. She said, do you know Miss Lulu? And if you've ever stopped at the Allsup's in Stephenville, the answer is yes. And it is, if you're going by there on the North Loop today, her 72nd birthday, she is a doll.
Aww.
She is fantastic. And so are the burritos.
You know. Yeah, really, there's that. Mm-hmm. So planning ahead off the Hank Facebook page, who will be providing music for your New Year's Eve party on the boardwalk at the Granbury Conference Center?
There you go.
Live band or disc jockey?
Ken Buckner.
No, I'm not okay, that kind
there
of
you
DJ.
Go. So it's June 6th,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to get right on this.
Okay.
Okay.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
When we were dumping the ketchup in, it became kind of a sidebar on what you put ketchup on.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa says, I love ketchup on scrambled eggs.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of, if you like it, you love it. Mm-mm. Not for me. No.
Brenda D says, good morning, KB Heather Lee. Hope y'all have a great weekend. Susie says, morning, y'all, back home. They're back in Ireland. But she says, still stuck on Texas time. Yeah, it's going to be there like 6-7 hours ahead of us right there.
Dear.
So she's lagging behind about 6 to 7 hours right now. Hey, Texas time, the best time.
It'll get to you.
Yeah. Doris wonders with these Rangers tickets coming up. They're playing Chicago White Sox. That's the game we'll send you to next Friday. Doris is wondering if Pope Leo is going to be at the game.
Ooh.
Because, you know, he's a White Sox fan.
So rumors get started.
Trust me, the White Sox need a miracle to win a game.
We'll take it. We'd love to visit.
I personally want to thank the dozens of you that sent me the story about Elon and Trump fighting and they're breaking up.
What is going on over there?
Particularly Tim that says, please write a Taylor Swift parody song about Elon and Donald breaking up.
Oh.
Please. Well, Monday and Tuesday, we got some blank spaces, baby.
And I'll write your name.
She knows. Yeah.
And then just, I'm going to air some personal grievances right here.
Okay.
Because in my personal Facebook Messenger, and I think we have him back on with us, Barbecue James started just assaulting me by posting and sending me links to YouTube music videos involving one. And is this what this is about?
I want to put in a request for a song.
Okay.
Sweet Freedom by Michael McDonald.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to bring this up, but you're inundating me with Michael McDonald fun on my Facebook Messenger yesterday. Well, he knows my intense love for Michael McDonald and the Brothers period of that.
Well, you keep forgetting, but no.
Hey.
So
I did the only thing I knew what to do, and I volleyed with Aaron Neville. So, yeah.
I got to agree with you. I don't know how that man made it out of the music industry.
It was kind of our version of Elon versus Trump. It was really, it was our spat online. Thank you. We have fake news next.
In the middle of another Can't Miss Morning. KB and Heather Lee.